Looking down from the window, I saw the Cretan princess picking her way through the crowd towards the Athenian prince. She looked unperturbed by the bright sun that had so many others blinking, a detail that disturbed me somewhat. I, too, can stare into the sun without feeling any pain. A family trait? And if so, was it one inherited from our shared maternal grandfather? And what did that make of my belief, or lack thereof, in the gods?
When are we going to leave Athens?
Agnita asked suddenly. I looked at her, surprised. It wasn't like her to interject, and it wasn't like her to criticize me, even by implication. The first time I'd seen her, she had been a small child, a souvenir Jason had brought home with him from one of his voyages, and my first indication that my husband was not the hero everyone thought he was. I had insisted, in front of as many people as I could gather, including several priests, that she become my personal maid, a request he found impossible to refuse. If I were half as kind as she thought I was, I would have released her by now. But her gratitude made her an excellent maid. In good time, why are you in such a hurry? I asked. She sniffed.
The atmosphere is not good here. Something bad is going to happen. I can sense it.
I laughed. So what are you now? Some sort of soothsayer? There is nothing wrong with the atmosphere.
The king is leaving, and a boy is in charge. Everyone is unsettled. You can't feel it?
You're lucky I don't have you whipped, I said. My tone light, but the warning clear. She muttered the following words under her breath. I still heard her, though.
You can feel it. That's why we're still here. You love the chaos.
I frowned and decided to pretend I hadn't heard her. After all, there was some truth in her words,